I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone on the Global Voice. At The Tone is an hour of music for crate diggers, showcasing library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. Light up the lava lamp, awake your consciousness, and come on a musical adventure. We will begin At The Tone.
Thank you.
Vesa Mate Luari with Turkish Coffee. Before that, we heard Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together, from a 45 released back in 1973. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice, playing music for libraries and lava lamps, featuring easy jazz, library music, and a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. We'll be back in a moment with some more music for the colorful test patterns in your mind.
Exploring science in the sea. Bad weather can make it hard to navigate. It's hard to see where you're going if there's fog or heavy rain, so you can find yourself off course and in trouble. For a while, biologists have suspected that bad weather can make it hard for whales and dolphins to navigate too. Not fog and rain, but space weather. Space weather is caused by magnetic storms on the sun. Giant eruptions can spray Earth with energy and charged particles. That can disrupt satellites, interfere with radio communications, and knock out power grids. It's also possible that these events could interfere with the navigation of some whales and dolphins. These creatures are thought to use subtle variations in Earth's magnetic field like roadmaps, helping them find their way. When a solar storm hits Earth, though, it can change the planet's magnetic field. That could leave some whales and dolphins in a fog, unable to find their way. And that could lead to strandings, when groups of animals wind up stuck on a beach. The first phase of a recent study, though, found no relation between strandings and space weather. Researchers compared decades of strandings on Cape Cod, where such events are common, to records of solar activity. And they found no correlation between the two. Now, they're expanding their study to look at strandings from around the world. They're also looking at other possible causes, from unusual tides to changes in the color of the water, possible reasons for whales and dolphins to lose their way. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Dear Diary, I have exciting news for you today. I decided to go out for shopping. While I was away, someone left me voicemail.
Have you had a chance to check out the globalvoice.info lately? Well, if not, then here's what you'll find. Our program schedule. You can adjust this to fit your own time zone. If you speak a language other than English, our website has over 40 different languages to choose from, so you can read the site in your own language. Listener email lists. You can subscribe to 2 listener lists to keep up with Global Voice programming and chatting with other listeners, plus much, much more. So why not check us out today? TheGlobalVoice.info.
How nice. I love you too.
I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. So how close has humanity come to annihilating itself? Pretty doggone close. Perhaps the closest was nearly 48 years ago today, at the height of the so-called Cuban Missile Crisis. The crisis actually began on October 15, 1962. On that day, U.S. intelligence discovered that the Soviets were building medium-range missile sites in Cuba. The next day, President Kennedy secretly convened an emergency meeting of senior policy, military, and political advisors to discuss the development. The group became known as XCOM, short for Executive Committee. After rejecting a surgical airstrike against the missile sites, XCOM decided on a naval quarantine and a demand that the bases be dismantled and missiles removed. On the night of October 22nd, Kennedy went on national television to announce his decision.
It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
On the 26th, Khrushchev proposed a reasonable compromise suggesting that the Soviets remove their missiles if the United States will guarantee not to invade Cuba. Then, on October 27th, a U-2 was shot down over Cuba, and the Executive Committee received a second letter from Khrushchev demanding the removal of U.S. missiles in Turkey in exchange for the Soviet missiles in Cuba. And basically, that's what happened. Although never made public in Kennedy's lifetime, the United States did agree to the stipulation that the U.S. missiles be removed from Turkey, and they promised never to invade Cuba. Tensions finally began to ease on October 22nd when Khrushchev announced that he would dismantle the installations and return the missiles to the Soviet Union, expressing his trust that the United States would not invade Cuba. And the United States has lived by its promise not to invade Cuba to this day. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And this is DJ Frederick back with you at The Tone on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I'm exploring cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more. If you would like to communicate with me, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. If you have any special requests, any crate digging you'd like me to do, I'm really good at finding very obscure music. So send me a line and I'll be glad to communicate with you. Radio is meant to be interactive.
Colors and shades are in my mind, the fading beauty there I find, falls from the air, grows from the ground, and from the womb is born in sound. Its colors where it goes, it severs death just like a knife, and grave dust blossoms into life, and Jesus died shedding his love, which falls like from above, like spring frees flowers from the tomb, in color harmony they bloom.
Welcome back to At The Tone on The Global Voice. This is DJ Frederick, playing music to help you find your groove. So there was a great song by Glen Campbell back in the day called Galveston, but he wasn't the first person to record that song. The first person was the Hawaiian singer Don Ho, who released it on a 45 back in 1968. So this is Mr. Don Ho with Galveston.
Why do I do I see the diamonds glowing? She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, wonder if she could forget me. I'd go home if they would let me put down this gun and go to Galveston. I can almost see her by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston,
this is Bird Note. With steady, resounding whacks of its chisel-like bill, a woodpecker excavates a nesting cavity in a tree. A pair of woodpeckers will use the hole for one nesting season, carving out a new one the following spring. But unlike most birds, whose nests are good for just one season, the woodpecker's cavity will have a long and useful career. Woodpeckers, master carpenters of the bird world, are called keystone species for their crucial role in creating habitat suited to other woodland wildlife. Abandoned woodpecker nest holes become nests or roosts for small owls, like this northern saw-whet owl, or cavity-nesting wood ducks. Swifts, bluebirds, swallows, wrens, and other birds, as well as many mammals, make use of these holes. The snags can become multi-level condominiums for a whole host of wildlife. A venerable dead tree, broken off at the top and perforated with multiple cavities, may actually be one of the most valuable trees in the forest. It's satisfying to know that some simple choices can improve habitat for birds. For example, if you have to cut down a tree, consider leaving part of it as a snag. You'll be helping the woodpeckers and all the species that depend on them for homes. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to the most interactive station on the internet. This is the Global Voice.
two tracks from a fantastic cassette release by the Space Bomb House Band from their album Library Music 2, Temple of the Engine Room. We heard No More Brutality and Pineapple. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. You can find me on Facebook. Just hunt for Frederick Moe or look for the group At the Tone.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe Walsh. One thing I do when I'm not playing rock and roll is get on the air as an amateur radio operator. Also called ham radio, is a communication service provided by ordinary people just like you and me. Ham radio operators are everywhere, in your city, your area, your neighborhood, in any country you go to. We have a national emergency communication system in place 24/7, 365, in case of natural or man-made disasters, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you name it, we're there. Find out more about amateur radio at arrl.org/whatishamradio. See you on the air.
Now that I've reached the climax of my career, I can officially retire and go over all these tapes I managed to cull from the pile. This one has me swearing like Buddy Hackett at a Dean Martin roast. Old Hoover and I, what a fruitcake. Eh, been there, heard that. Oh, what the hell is...
Now that's some pretty butterfly soup from the dead, man. Some groovy...
Oh, I absolutely deplore these radical, long-haired hippie extremists. I tried to placate them. I got us out of Vietnam, didn't I? These drugged-out DJs with nothing better to do than make fun of me. I made it perfectly clear. I put my goddamn shoulders out of whack when I gave them their own victory peace sign gestures, or right up until they helicoptered me into oblivion here in San Clemente. Although they do make a mean clam chowder at the Crab Crotch. Oh, Pat, how could you have left me? Pat, give me a pat on the back.
So your chick is split, man. That's okay. You're hip because you're listening to Chip. It's the Liquid Frequency Test, man. With your host, Chip Gokul. The place is the Global Voice, and the time is every Saturday, 15 hours universal fire out.
This is Carol Fialka, and you are listening to The Global Voice.
Thank you.
Grand Funk Railroad with Closer to Home. That's going to do it for this edition of At the Tone with DJ Frederick. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. Thanks for listening.